I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you ready for the offseason, Keith?
Yeah, because I didn't even really care. I didn't care actually at all. I decided it really wasn't even that interesting to me. I didn't care about the game, so I'm fine. I'm ready to move on. Pats play Sunday night.
Yeah, big Pats game.
Big Pats game.
Yeah, nationally televised game.
College football this weekend. Yep. Excited for that.
Maybe Belichick and Clemson.
Yeah, maybe go to a pumpkin patch. I'm fine. I didn't care. Actually, no, Jones, I'm wearing black today.
It was
a Red Sox funeral.
I noticed that.
That was devastating for so many reasons. It was demoralizing watching it unfold. And I don't know. I mean, there were issues that they had during the regular season that creeped back up in the game last night. But just losing it the way that you did, it was pretty agonizing, pretty terrible.
And we knew pretty early, like
Todd early.
Yeah, we knew a Todd too early that it was like you just felt it.
Oh my God, the way it was going.
The second they gave up a run, I'm like, crap.
Oh no.
Then I'm like, I'm rationalizing. Yeah. I'm like, all right, maybe you can go down 2. They were just down 2-0 the night before. I'm like, it's Schlittler over there.
Get to the bullpen.
It's just
they
Schlittler.
They did eventually.
They eventually barely got to the bullpen. But I'm like, all right, 2-0. I'm like rationalizing and bargaining with
2-0.
Myself.
Even 2-0 did feel a little bit. Did feel a little bit like 12-0.
It felt like a lot.
Yeah.
And then the low error happened, and the floodgates were open, and it was death. So, yeah, last night wasn't close. That is as gutless and as just...
Oh, just they're what, like they were dead. Like it was like the last mile of a marathon, and they just hadn't trained for it. And you're like, you got to keep going, guys. This is an elimination game.
Gutless,
I don't know if Cora knew that.
I don't know if the players
knew that.
No.
There was nothing there. It was very odd. Because this team has had a lot of spark and response throughout the year. They even mentioned it on the horrible broadcast last night. The TV side, radio side, crushed it again.
Oh, radio
TV
was
side
great.
Was trash.
Call Ravitch, if I never have to hear him again, I won't have an issue
That's
with
the
that.
Silver lining.
And it's
or
not,
you don't have to listen to those guys for the rest of the year.
It's not when I tweeted that last night. I'm like, well, upside is I don't have to hear Carl Ravitch anymore.
It's true.
People are like, yeah, they're so biased and in favor
it's
of
not
the
even
Yankees.
That. I don't even care about that.
That's not it for me at all. He's just terrible.
They're terrible.
Atrocious.
It's really frustrating. It made the game worse.
They interviewed Alex Cora in-game,
yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, boy, yeah, the defense really let us down. And they came back, and Ravitch is like, boy, that's interesting. He said he thought the defense let him down. What do you think of that, Coney?
Carl, we know you watched it. You were calling it. The defense sucked that inning.
What the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Coney? Like, boy, that was a hot take. Coney, you really throw his defense under the bus. I'm like, the defense was terrible.
Terrible.
What are you talking about?
And then they're still giving us anecdotes in the eighth inning about Schlittler's family or whatever. I'm like, all right, let's move past that. Let's talk about the game here. They had like 6 outs left in their season, and you're telling us about like where he likes to go on vacation. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they were telling the snowplow story from the Pats Dolphins game.
Awesome.
I'm like, cool. Walpole yeah. fact there.
We've all been in the snow.
Yeah, thanks.
Carl Ravitch, like, I know Massachusetts. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of that. But yeah, it was just, it was so frustrating. It looked like early in the game, you're like, all right, this might be a crazy pitcher's duel between two, you know, young rookies, two guys that have barely pitched in the majors.
It did feel that way.
They were both kind of dominating a little bit, and then one kind of continued to dominate, and the other one had his entire team let him down.
Yeah.
His entire team let him down. Talking about Connelly early, because he pitched well. And then the defense sucked, and the same guys that sucked on defense sucked with the bat.
Well,
they didn't threaten to score. Not only did they not score in the game, They weren't close to scoring.
Keith, I almost parlayed four left-handed home runs last night for the Red Sox. As you texted me, you're like, yeah. You wouldn't even have hit the Red Sox get the third bet.
No.
Never mind a home run bet.
If the Red Sox got a point for every time they got to second base, they would have lost 4-1. I mean, honest to God, they would have. I think they would have what? They would have barely won? They would have barely won if they got a point to go to first base. They would have won 5-4, I think.
5-4.
To get to first.
Yeah.
So if you scored on second base, they would have lost by 3. Like, give me a break.
Not great.
Oh, my God, was that terrible.
Not great. So
my guy, Masataka Yoshida, did all he could.
He
tried to put the team on his back with some little laced singles.
Well, this is why, because you know we're going to hear from the little Devers cockroaches. I like how the Twitch chat is putting it. Like, you know we're going to hear from them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's I'm over that anyway.
His replacement at third base hit 300 for the series. His replacement at DH hit 571 in the series.
Yeah,
let's make it about Rafi Devers. But look, Justin in D.C. is one of those Devers people. He's right about Duran.
Yeah.
I know you feel that way about Duran.
Yep. Duran, dude. See you later.
Our guy Hogdale tweeted last night. You had a similar tweet, Keith.
Yeah.
But he's like, he better learn Minnesota Twins.
get ready to learn Minnesota Twins,
get ready
buddy.
To go be a twin there, bud.
Yeah, the Twins.
Yeah, not great.
He was horrible. He was horrible in the entire series. I also thought his effort defensively was poor. Jaren Duran went 1 of 11 at the dish with a bunch of really non-competitive at-bats.
So you're saying my take that he was going to come through and make a big play last night, that was not.
Maybe in game four.
Imagine not being able to throw out Stanton at second base when he didn't run.
I honestly think that was more story than Duran, but go.
I think it was underplayed how poorly Duran hustled.
Duran
was one of his issues 2 years ago.
Duran gave no effort after it.
He also thought it was a home run like Stanton.
He still got it to Story, who like lollygagged it in like he was Aaron Judge the other night, throwing it in.
It was comical because you're like, all right, do or die. Red Sox, Yankees, elimination game. Mike Stanton thinks he homered when he didn't, and then Jaren Duran trots after it, and then they have like a Little League relay to get to second base.
Story underhanded it into second base.
So the Yankees are thinking, how is that not a home run? The Red Sox are thinking, how did you not throw him out at second base? The guy Cadillac'd it around first. He looked at his dugout and was like,
yeah,
I'm the man. Oh, I got to get going.
I better get on my horse.
And then he was fine because they couldn't get a simple relay throw in there.
So
I also thought there was another play to left field that – not that Jaren Duran definitely was going to throw the guy out. I thought it might be a play at the plate, and it wasn't even close.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. I was like, dude, where are you?
That was on Volpe.
Yeah.
And so, look, it was bad. It was a bad night for Duran, who I thought was going to come through. Bad series for Duran. Rafaela wasn't any better, maybe was worse.
Oh, that was.
So we'll get to it here all day long.
Yeah,
617-779-7937. That's your phone number to jump in line. Vent today if you want. You can tell us how wrong we were. I had Sox in 2. Keith had Sox in 2.
Sox in 2 just missed.
Billy Sox in 2. Nick Sox in 2. Terp had Sox in 3.
So he got the games right.
He did get the correct amount of games. I guess Terp was just the most accurate.
Flip the team, though, I guess.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us how wrong we were, I know a lot of you thought they weren't going to win. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's take you through the fourth inning real quick, Keith. You just mentioned in the second, Stanton, Cadillacs should have been thrown out at second. Duran jogs after it. Story can't relay it in. So already you're like, wow, they dodged a bullet there. But early's cruising. Schlittler's throwing 101 on the other side.
Oh, my God. Just a smooth 100 the entire game.
I texted the group. I was like the Shaq meme where he's like,
yeah, bro.
I was not familiar with his game.
No.
His first pitch one of his first pitches was 101. I'm like, man, didn't know he did that.
Oh, no.
No way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Oh, they did. All right.
Oh, boy, did they ever.
The way he went through Duran, Story, Bregman in the first, I was like, son of a. Oh, this guy better like break his elbow.
I was
or
like,
this
wait a minute. This guy throws 101
the whole time.
Where did that come
he
from?
He throws the whole time. He throws 101.
I knew he's a Walpole.
Guy's nasty.
I heard about the Walpole.
Yeah, yeah. Walpole.
I heard about his dad is a police chief in Needham. Yeah. His family renounced the Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to Northeast. I heard all that. Where was all the 101 talk?
Can we a little more hype on the 101?
Where was that?
The guy's just throwing absolute heat
time. I heard everything about the guy's life story, and then he comes out and throws triple digits. Yeah. I'm like, where on earth did that come from?
He went to Northeastern. Throws 100 every
lead
single
with
time.
That.
Yeah. Leave with the gas.
I guess I should have done more research, but I feel like everything I read about him, it was just, he's a local kid.
I know.
101, maybe mention that. So anyway, gutless, lifeless, but the fourth inning was the worst. Bellinger has a double.
No, it was not a double. That was, everybody tells me Rafael is the greatest center fielder they've ever seen in their lives. You got to make that play.
Well, I at first almost was more blaming Abreu for getting such a late break on him. I'm like, okay, that's Abreu's ball.
And but
I
then thought, you see the path.
I thought Rafaela was going to come in and bail him out. The path was terrible, and still it hit him in the glove. I assumed it bounced first. It hit him in the glove.
Correct.
Rafaela doesn't make a play on that.
That's devastating. So you're already letting. So you have a rookie pitcher on the mound in Yankee Stadium, and he is holding his own. He is doing real well. And instead of runner on second, nobody out, it should be one down. It should be one down.
Should have been
rolling, and then you see where you go from there.
The place is bonkers.
Yep.
He walks Stanton next. He does.
Yeah, that was a close pitch. It was a ball, but that was a close full count ball four.
He gets Rice to strike out. Rice looked awful last night.
Yeah.
Not that you can take much solace.
Rice was terrible, and that was like to your point yesterday is Boone going to feel the pressure to play Rice and Chisholm, even though it's against the lefty? And he clearly did because those guys were so good in game two. Didn't backfire on him, but the Ben Rice at bats were terrible. Well, like Ben Rice was not ready to face any of those lefties.
And they let him down in the field, too. Yeah. Chisholm kept bouncing throws to second.
Yeah.
Rice dropped the pop-up.
Yeah.
But Chisholm was at least decent with a couple of hits last night.
He did, yeah.
Rosario, RBI single. Bellinger scores. It's 1-0.
But was that the one that Duran?
I thought it was the Volpe one off the top of my head, but it was one of these first two. Chisholm singles. Bases are loaded. Then Volpe singles. Stanton scores.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one that Romy couldn't get to. Which I wanted Romy in there, but if you want to tell me Sogard gets to that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Maybe he gets to that one.
Yep.
So now it's 2-0, and you're like, okay, just get out of this. Ground ball to first base, double play kind of ball, because it's Wells running down to first, the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Low error. It snowballs from there. 2-run score, 4-0. Game's basically over. Slayton comes in a couple of batters later. You think Cora was too slow to get Slayton in there?
Well, you know what's funny is I know that's the easy reaction, and people are even saying it in real time, but I was like, Early's not pitching bad. He has bad defense behind him. You know, like the Bellinger double shouldn't have been a double. And, yeah, he walked Stanton, but really not the worst thing in the world because – I thought it was a pretty competitive at bat, and Stanton smoked one into the wall his last at bat, and there's an open base.
The righties were scary against Early last
night.
So anytime there was a lefty in there, I felt pretty good.
I didn't mind that.
Anytime there was a righty like Stanton or Judge, I was like, oh God.
Like, that's the thing is, I know I'm probably in the minority, but I was like, I don't know, he's doing okay. Like, he's not getting hit hard. And that was Cora's point during the in-game interview. Whereas like, oh, the defense let him down, and Ravitch was like, huh, zoinks. And it's like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, well, the defense sucked. So I could see both sides of it. I honestly would have left Early in there. Like, I thought he himself was pitching okay.
So you can only tell me so much that Cora's going to empty the bucket, and it's a kitchen sink game.
It was. And that was surprising.
He will not let it get out of hand, and then Cora's, like, asleep. So, look, maybe Slayton would have come in, and it would have been bad. I have no idea. But he had a quicker hook with Bayo than he did with the rookie making his fifth start.
Yeah,
30 days after he got promoted to the bigs in a playoff game.
Well,
like, that's nonsense.
It is. So in that regard, it's surprising, right? Because it was one of those things where it's like, well, pregame you're telling me everybody's available, and now you're going about the fourth inning like nobody's available. They had four hits in the inning. Now four quote unquote hits. Right?
None were hit hard.
That's what I'm saying. None of them were hit hard.
That's
so
true.
It's like It wasn't the pitcher's fault, and unless you think he's just going to completely lose his composure because things are going against him, that might be a reason to take him out. But as far as his stuff, it wasn't like he was giving up just smash moon rockets all over the place. Like, you got to make – well, actually, the one went so high up in the air, it kind of did touch the moon, but just straight up. So, believe it or not, no. I think most people have a big problem with that. I don't know how different things would have been. The defense let him down.
Fair point. Here's Cora on that fourth inning where it unraveled and the defense did let them down.
I was just that bottom of the fourth inning. Just how tough was that? Just the way it unfolded and the way it might have
been. Yeah, we didn't play defense. The pop-up drops, is a double. Then we walk. There's a walk. And, you know, they didn't hit the ball hard, but they found holes. And, you know, it just happened fast. You know, the kid did a good job. He threw the ball well, induced them to weak contact, but it just didn't happen for us tonight.
Okay, didn't happen for us. Defense let him down. I agree with most of that. Still could have had a quicker hook to get into the bullpen, but we can discuss that. Again, it's 617-779-7937.
No, it was the first RBI.
It was the first one. Sorry, not the Volpe one.
Yeah, because Rosario singled to left field, so that's where – and it was shallow left. And Bellinger's on second. Because the other one, I think the runner's already on third, so I didn't expect him to score. But, like, Bellinger, who does run well, but he's on second base. I'm like, there should at least be a play there. And it was, like, it wasn't even close. And you're like, I don't know, it was something. They just weren't engaged defensively. It was bizarre. And it wasn't just one guy. It was Rafaela. It was Lowe. It was Romy. It was Duran. It was bizarre.
And, like, you know, Lowe is regarded as a good defensive player. Rafaela is a real high-end defensive player. And it's guys letting you down. Meanwhile, you have Schlittler on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Passan last night tweeted this out. I couldn't believe this tweet. Yankees rookie Cam Schlittler. His night is done. He went 8 shutout, allowed 5. Didn't walk a batter, struck out 12. He's the first pitcher, not in Yankee history.
No.
Not since 2000.
Right.
The first pitcher.
Also not in a debut.
Nope. The first pitcher in baseball history to go 8 innings, walk none, punch out 12 in a postseason game.
There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Yeah. It's like, is it the greatest postseason game of all time? I mean, it's on the short list based on the numbers.
At first,
it's not Game 7 of the World Series, but
I'll give ESPN credit for this. They were starting to compare him to Beckett, and I'm like, would you calm down? And then I'm like, that was a pretty unbelievable performance from that kid. So I don't know what kind of chance you had last night against Schlittler. Never mind if your defense is letting you. Like, I don't know what kind of chance you had against that guy. It does magnify how bad Game 2 was and the mistake with third base coach Kyle Hudson and all the mistakes in Game 2.
Oh, yeah, you should have won Game 2.
You never should have even been
correct
in Game 3 last night.
Right.
And the fact that you were there and the kid did that, if you just took care of it in Game 2, you never would have had to deal with that.
And you know how Schlittler celebrated the win? He tweeted at friend of the show, Lucy Burge.
I did see this.
So Lucy tweeted out before the series, Sox in 2, and then he responded last night, not this year.
Nice.
He responded
now,
to
now, why do you think he didn't respond? Because we all picked Sox in 2.
He did not respond. Well, did you get checked the notifications?
Why do you think he didn't respond to us? Why do you think?
Can't think of any reason.
Hmm.
Can't think of any reason at all.
Oh, yeah. A little late night horn dog champagne for him.
To cool off.
Yeah,
Schlittler.
Seriously. Jumping in the DMs there, Schlittler. But anyway, he was unbelievable. Red Sox bats for the series. 6 runs. 19 for 96. That's 198.
198?
3 doubles, a homer, 30 strikeouts. That's probably not going to get it done.
No.
I would say this. I don't think the Yankees' offense was anything special either. Like, you talk about that inning last night.
No, they weren't.
That was all the Red Sox letting them down defensively and a bunch of soft contact.
But yet, I thought Trevor Story had a decent series. I thought Bregman was decent. Yoshida was good. Sogard had, like, a highlight. Really, every other guy in the order didn't do anything.
Oh, the Narvaez, Duran, Rafaela, like, that whole pocket, as Cora likes to call it, not very successful.
But even the quote unquote like left handed killers like Ref Snyder and Romy did nothing.
Good boy.
They didn't help at all. So that was tough. Willie Abreu, didn't
he
get
looked a hit. Like he'd never seen a fastball before.
Abreu, oh, that was
Abreu was rough.
One of them was in the glove before he started swing.
That was the Bayou Classic.
So I don't know what kind of chance they had against Schlittler last night, the way he was throwing. I gasped when he started 1-on-1. I was not ready for that.
Maybe the gun's juiced, and then you'd see the late swings. You're like, no, it's not. It's
I was
fine.
Not ready for that, but you never should have been in that spot because of Game 2. So that's still under the microscope. You can vent about last night. What's the issue on this team? Who do you blame? I know a lot of people are still blaming Red Sox ownership.
Mm.
John Henry. People don't like what Breslow did at the trade deadline. The Rafi Devers cockroaches are crawling out of the woodwork. So there's takes on all that. You can discuss. It's all on the table here today on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Friday. We're going to talk to Mike Mwenu in the 1 o'clock hour. We have all our normal bells and whistles. Top 5 Friday. We're going to give you the most hated all-time Yankees coming up.
It's a long list.
At 10:45. It's a growing list is what it is.
Schlittler number one.
He could be on there. We got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. We got
the keys.
Keith's keys, unfortunately, not the Sox Jays.
No.
Keith's keys to Pats and Bills at 1 o'clock. Plus, we'll get to the Bozo touchdown parlay, our survivor picks, all that coming up today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Schlittler looked like he had ice in his veins. You send a rookie to the mound in a win-or-go-home situation. He doesn't just deliver. He dominates. Aaron, how was he able to so easily navigate through that lineup?
The star's born tonight. He's a special kid, man. I'm telling you, it's obviously amazing stuff. But he's shown us this from the jump. Like, he is not afraid. He expects this. And, what, I'm not going to say what he told me last night, but I'm not surprised at all by what he did.
Was he talking about Lucy to Aaron Boone the night before?
Was Maybe he was.
Was he already talking about what he was going to DM Lucy?
Yeah, he won't say what it is. I think Hogdale might have been Hogdale's call. Been similar to that.
I'm not even going to tell him.
Can't even tell you.
What he said to me, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I mean, whatever it is, Schlittler was lights out last night.
Be worried about this guy?
There's no doubt about it. I out of all of my takes,
yeah.
I thought the Red Sox were going to win. I thought Duran was going to come through.
No, no,
I thought like four different Red Sox were going to homer last night.
No.
The worst one, though, was they're going to dominate Schlittler.
The thing that I screwed up was I thought they'd get at least two guys to second base. I thought ahead of time they might even get a runner in scoring position. Oh, they got one. Sorry. They got
they
one.
They did get one.
Yeah, they got one.
Wild. I was so shocked.
Wrong and wronger. That was us.
I was so shocked when he came back out for the eighth. And, like, disappointed. Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to be Weaver or somebody in the eighth and they still have a
shot. Chance.
Yeah, like, again, the rationalizing, like, the bargaining. Yeah,
let him pitch the ninth, for God's sake.
At that point, they might as well. What do you throw in the eighth? Seven pitches?
Something like that.
Something like that where he just cooked.
Seven!
And it's like,
yeah, he was.
Yeah, at that point, you might as well let him go out there.
I don't see why not.
But, no, I was still half hoping. I'm like, he's done after seven. Then they showed how Boone.
Seven!
Boone let him walk right past and didn't say anything.
He was at 107.
Yeah.
He definitely could have gone a complete game.
I mean, I was so – when he came back out for the eighth, I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
I really thought we were getting one of their bum-ass relievers, and I thought there was a chance.
And then you know what was also super obnoxious was at the end of the game when they were talking about how good this guy was, which he was. Like, he was awesome. And Garrett Cole's in the dugout, and they're like, well, next year they're going to have, like – Cole and Fried and Rodon and Schlittler. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
that's bad. Oh, you're not worried about that?
I'm not worried about Cole.
Cole's nasty, though. Not against the Red Sox, which is good.
That's why I'm not worried.
He has like a 2 ERA against everybody else.
But it doesn't worry me if the Red Sox have to face him. That doesn't worry me.
No, that's true. I guess you can beat him, but it just helps them be good.
Yeah.
Is my point.
I mean, Schlittler was like, that performance was, we were not alive for this, Keith, but the way our parents talk about Ken Dryden. Like, just, like, young kid out of nowhere locked it down.
Yeah.
That's, like, how I feel like people, and who knows.
Like, or, like, Doc Gooden.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what Schlittler's going to turn into. And, like, obviously.
It could be terrible.
You know, Dryden stopping pucks in the sky now.
Yeah.
But unbelievable Hall of Fame career. But, like, the way he came out of nowhere and just locked it down, I feel like that's the way people talk about Dryden. And I thought the Red Sox were going to win this series and continue to have the upper hand on Yankees fans and... Yeah, if the Yankees don't win a World Series, I guess they do, but that one stung last night.
Oh, it really did. And it's one of those things where we've seen a lot of young pitchers come up and help a team in the bullpen. Right? You've seen a lot of guys, like David Price was one of those guys for the Rays. Or remember K-Rod before he really turned into K-Rod was sick with the Angels coming up. These young guys, you're like, an inning or two. Or even like, you know, Peyton Tolley getting out of a bases loaded jam. Like, that's cool. That's awesome. Like, what a great moment for that.
Yeah, that was sweet.
How about 8 scoreless with 12 Ks? Like, guys usually don't start, let alone go that deep into games.
How about something that's never been done in the history of the sport?
Like, that's just silly.
Unreal. Here's Cora on Schlittler last night, who again, completely and totally shut down the Red Sox. Here he is.
Alex, I wonder what you think about the performance of their starter tonight.
We needed to be perfect tonight because he was perfect. I mean, the stuff is outstanding. He was under control. That was electric. That was electric.
Okay.
Yoshida had him. Yoshida knew what he was doing against him. He just needed some ducks on the pond. There were no ducks. He never had any ducks on the pond.
They were
just slapping these singles to the outfield, getting to first base, and that was it.
Sans ducks.
Yeah.
And they needed a few more ducks.
If Jaren Duran gets on base, Yoshida could have drove him in or something. Didn't happen. And so, yeah, that was frustrating. He was awesome. Like, obviously, it's, you know, the classic, you know, tip your cap and all that nonsense.
No, but again,
also the ineptitude of the offense stands out.
The ineptitude of the offense, I gave you the numbers earlier. I can read them again, but they were brutal all series. The defense was even worse somehow last night.
Yeah.
But that does put, again, under a microscope how you let game two get away.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Cora was real aggressive in game two and not last night. And just all of that to me is odd how that doesn't quite align. But he'd be lower on my list of people to blame here today, for sure.
If you were going to do the three turds of the series, would you go, and you know how the scale works, three turds is the most turds.
Yeah.
Two, three. I would go, off the top of my head, Kyle Hudson,
top tier turd. So, right, if we're counting,
I'm doing everybody.
If we're counting him, Hudson's on there.
Hudson, Duran, Bayo.
Rafaela.
Good one.
Now, Rafaela.
Over Bayo?
Rafaela had the 11-pitch walk in game one.
Yeah.
Which was great.
It was.
I mean, but he had no production and horrible defense. I mean, he was every bit as bad as Duran.
Yeah. Duran was just brutal because he didn't help you in the field and he did nothing at the plate.
Yeah, I might even say Rafaela was worse than Bale, but whatever.
Okay.
Toss
him. Yeah, similar.
You can submit your three turds.
Yeah.
Submit your turds.
Send them in.
617-779-7937. Maybe the better place to do that, actually, with the emojis is at Jones and Keith.
Oh, no doubt.
At Keith21, at Jones, WEEI. Let's go to the phones. Josh is in Warwick. Get us started today, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to talk about I know Duran just had a rough series during this series, but it felt like the confidence in the Red Sox was just drained from them after game two. Like last night, it just seemed like defense just wasn't communicating, wasn't confident at the plate. They lost their confidence. And obviously, Schlittler having a great game definitely affects that. But, you know, I was wishing Duran would just bring the pop that they needed, maybe bring some life into them. You know, we have a group of young guys. It's a big playoff game against a rival, and I was just hoping for something to just spark.
Yeah, look, I
there was no spark.
I like
there was
him.
Nothing there.
I like him more than most. I would have benched him in game two.
Yeah.
So already, I mean, he was on thin ice. I thought he'd come through. I thought that was a good matchup. Turns out none of the lefties were good matchups for Schlittler, is how you say that
name
caller.
There was nothing there when Duran was at bat where you even thought something was going to happen.
No.
He looked so overmatched.
What was the third at bat? Was that the one where he check swing, struck out, and you're just like,
no,
not only, my word.
Not only did he check swing, strike out, but he was actually like getting out of the way. It was like somebody who's never played before, and they're like afraid they're going to get hit, but also let me swing at it. Because I was like, my first thought was, how can you swing at a pitch when you're getting out of the way? And then they showed the replay. I'm like, oh, he did swing.
He did swing. I was like, that's garbage. Yeah. And then they showed the replay. I'm like, he definitely went.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. For a guy who was an all-star in the league, he is trying to get out of the way, but also like, well, let me take a hack.
So I think,
terrible.
I think he's probably a goner this offseason.
He's long gone.
We'll get more into that.
Problem is his value's in the toilet.
That's what I was just going to say. He's probably gone. But
he's like a throw-in now.
What are you getting for him?
You're not getting much.
Mark is in Medford. He is a newly discovered
Yankee
he's a Yankee fan. So, Mark, go ahead.
Well, talk about a bad time to slip down your leg. But I guess Schlitt happens.
Watch
out, you know.
Any more of these?
But I have to say, guys, I did not expect a record-setting performance from Cam Schlittler last night. I mean, in the eighth inning, guys, he was still hitting 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, no, we watched
Mark.
Yeah,
we saw the whole thing,
yeah, yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
That was amazing to see. But fundamentals on the Red Sox side?
Poor.
What happened?
Yeah, not great. Not
really tied it all together there.
Yeah, if we could clip that, Nick. We'd probably use that on Monday.
Yeah, add it to the folder.
Yeah, add that if you could.
No, that was devastating. Now, there is the truth that, all right, even if Nathaniel Lowe picks it clean and turns two, all right, you lose 2-0.
Right,
you lose 2-0 instead of 4-0.
I mean, it felt
like they weren't going to score a run last night. The offense was so bad.
No,
the defense was also bad.
It felt
like the defense was the biggest issue, or was a bigger issue than the pitching. Let's say, right? Like, I think what Connolly early did, and then some of the other guys that they brought in there. Slayton was fine. Matz was fine. Weissert. Although I don't know why Weissert tried to help Ryan McMahon when Ryan McMahon flew into the dugout.
I actually didn't notice that on the initial
tried to
play.
Help him.
I was just so mad when he caught it. And then, yeah, Weissert's trying to catch him. It's like, dude, let him
drop. I'll save you.
If he dies, he dies. Like,
also,
let him drop.
Once it goes into the dugout, shouldn't you be batting the ball away?
Yes.
Make a play on it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, so again, like, anyway. Would any of these things change the outcome?
No,
probably not.
You would have lost 1-0 somehow, some way anyway.
Since Mark was working his material there.
Yeah.
What was the headline in the Post? Was it Schlitt?
Schlitt
happens? Oh,
no, holy
Schlitt.
Holy Schlitt.
They should have, as a...
Retro profanity.
I know. We're all around it.
As an homage to Hogdale, they should have gone with Eat.
Correct.
Schlitt. That's
yeah,
what they
yeah,
should
yeah,
that,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
as,
yeah.
As an homage to our poor, precious Hogdale.
Have you checked in on Hogdale?
I haven't. I thought about sending him a message, but I have not.
That's going to be a long flight back to Iowa for him.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
He's got a Pats game to call on Sunday, though.
Back to the pen, Hog. He does. It's Pat season. It's Pat season is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Turn the page.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls here on the game last night. More big picture stuff with the Red Sox. Was this season a success? We can get into that. Very much a debate.
No.
Also, what's in store for the Red Sox this offseason? I think we all agree. Duran probably gone. What about Alex Bregman? We'll get into all of that. But... let's go in a top five Friday. Let's do the top five most hated all-time Yankees, which I think is cathartic today because there's a lot of options. Top five Friday next.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe, every Friday, 10:45. Today, We will be counting down the top five most hated all-time Yankees.
Now, this list could be top 105.
Oh, there's so many.
There's
options.
So many to choose from. Also, if you ask me tomorrow, I could have five different guys on this list. There's a lot of them that I think deserve recognition, but I was able to narrow it down to five.
Well, and find out if any current Yankees have skyrocketed onto the list.
They could, a couple guys.
We're ranking at this point in time, so they're in play. You could really hate some individuals right now.
You could take five guys from the game last night if you really want to.
You could.
Yeah.
I did not.
I did not either.
But you could.
Yeah.
So this was something we discussed, I guess, was it yesterday? That feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But it came up organically, all the hated Yankees and how the rivalry was back, and it's good to hate them again, even though you lost to them. It's good to hate them again. So the top five most hated all-time Yankees. You want me to go first here, Keith?
Go ahead. Down? Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Number five.
Let's start at number five. Jabba Chamberlain.
Good one.
This is a moment in time. I forgot how short the peak was. And
burned hot.
I felt like he was there earlier. His first year was 07. That's when the midges happened. I thought he was there
that
earlier
was
than
first
that.
First year?
Yeah, I think when I was double-checking it today.
What's your profanity?
But he, when all the bugs attached him, earmuffs, Andy. All the bugs attacked him.
Yeah, yeah.
In Cleveland,
that was amazing.
The one thing that went wrong in Cleveland, in your experience there,
that's it.
We were cheering like that. Jabba Chamberlain, I was very hateable at the time.
Yep.
So he's number five on my list.
Number
four,
Clue Haywood from Major League.
You hated Clue Haywood?
Very, very. Well, you were rooting for the Indians. I mean, that's what they were called then.
Careful,
they're
Jones.
Now the Guardians. They were called the Indians.
Watch your profanity.
So
Clue Haywood, I wasn't a fan of. You liked him?
No, I didn't like him, but you got to respect him. He did a hit for the Triple Crown.
Okay, well, there's a lot of Yankees you have to respect on the other side that I still don't like.
That's true. You can hate all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that was out of bounds.
But Clue Haywood is fourth?
Clue Haywood.
Haywood?
Is fourth on my, this is my list.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Coming in at number third.
Thank you. I was going to say, what's next? Thank you, Courtney. Scott Brosius. Hated Scott Brosius. Yeah. I thought he was honestly a better player. One-time All-Star,
Stinks.
Gold Glover. Yeah,
I'm shocked he was a one-time All-Star.
Maybe hate him even more. Going back, I'm like, boy, I hate him even more. I also thought he had better postseason numbers. Maybe it was just against the Red Sox where it felt like he was constantly coming through. But yeah, I hated.
You know what his thing was?
I hated Scott Brosius.
He was good at one thing besides having people hate him. The barehanded play down the line.
He
was
it.
So good at that. He was better like without a glove than with a glove. And it was so infuriating because every time they'd hit like a little like bleeder down the third base, you're like, they might be able to beat this out. And, like, he made every play.
No chance.
Yeah.
So that is number three.
Number two.
Okay, Benedict Arnold. This was a revolutionary.
Benedict Arnold is number two?
A revolutionary war. He has a good argument to be number one, Keith.
Yeah.
Revolutionary war hero for us Yanks.
Famously a traitor.
And turn his back on his country.
The biggest traitor.
And so, I mean, that makes him very hated, but not the most hated. Mm.
Number
one.
Paul O'Neill. Couldn't stand him. Paul O'Neill.
Paul O'Neill's number one.
Worse than Benedict Arnold.
Yeah.
Clue Haywood.
Yeah.
Really anyone.
Okay.
Paul O'Neill did have a batting title.
I thought
made
I was
a
afraid you were
going to
go George Washington there for a moment.
No, no,
get
no.
Real political.
Well, yeah. that was, in my opinion,
nervous.
That was a very, that's a founding father, Keith.
Mm.
Didn't turn his back on the country.
Yeah.
Maybe
you might want to check the updates on that.
Maybe made some questionable choices.
You may want to update your Wikipedia.
But I don't know if it was as bad as Benedict Arnold.
All right.
But okay, Paul O'Neill checking in at number one, most hated all-time Yankee.
Good
Keith?
List.
Number
five.
Growing Aaron Boone. Now, at one point in time, he might have been number one. And then the fact that they won the very next year maybe lessened it a little bit. But the amount of hatred you had for him in 03 deserves a spot on this list. Plus, now he's a hateable manager. So it's all kind of tied up into one. So I have Aaron Boone at number five.
Hmm. Number
four.
Jorge Posada.
Ooh.
Sorry, Bill. I know you love Jorge Posada. Couldn't stand him. He had a lot of big hits, which is frustrating.
Yep.
His ears stuck out like Dumbo. The guy could fly away
stupid
on you.
Stupid face, yeah.
And he was a part of 1,000 good winning teams. So Jorge Posada, number four.
Coming in at number third.
Jeff Nelson. Couldn't stand Jeff Nelson. He'd come in out of the pen. He'd throw heat. He was like a seventh inning guy. So you probably shouldn't hate him as much as you do, but he was really good. Jeff Nelson came in there,
mustache?
Brought the smoke. Mustache.
Mustache, yeah.
Mustaches were allowed.
Yeah.
Couldn't have a goatee,
no.
Couldn't have a tickler.
No.
Couldn't have long sideburns, but
nope.
He could have a standard mustache.
Don't even think about a beard.
No, not on my Yankees.
That's for hippies.
What losers. Yeah. Jeff Nelson, three.
Number
two.
Paul O'Neill. I agree with you on Paul O'Neill. The guy never agreed with a single call that went against him, whether it was a strike ball or running down to first base. He was so upset all the time. But that was one of the first real true players I hated growing up.
Number
one,
Derek Jeter. Like, come on. I hate when everybody does the thing around here where they're like, I hate all the Yankees. Except for Jeter. I respected Jeter. I hated Jeter. Nomar was better than Jeter.
You just said that with Clue Haywood. You're like, didn't you have to respect him?
Well, hey, Jeter never hit for the Triple Crown.
No, he didn't hit
Jeter's
for the Triple
overrated,
Crown.
Too. And that's everyone's fine. Like, Jeter's the greatest player ever. He wasn't even the best shortstop on his own team. Wasn't the best shortstop in his division. So I don't like Derek Jeter. A lot of it's the coverage of Derek Jeter.
Yeah, I get that.
People are like, oh, he's the best, he's the best, he's the best. Remember that time he dove in the crowd? Like, yeah.
That McMahon catch last night was better than the Jeter
Correct.
One.
100% better.
If Weiser didn't save his life, McMahon would have died.
McMahon, for an out, for one single out, almost killed himself.
Yeah.
So, no, Jeter, give me none of this, like, oh, I hated the Yankees except for Jeter. No, I hated the Yankees mostly because of Jeter.
I think Jeter, Posada, was there another
Jeter,
one
Posada, Boone were all on that team.
No, but I'm saying, I'm sorry, those were a few omissions on my list.
Giambi, I considered.
That's a good one. When we got texted yesterday that I added to my list because of it was Nick Swisher. That's
Swisher's
a good one.
I thought about Roger Maris.
No current Yankees.
No, I don't think they have anybody that goes to that degree, honestly.
I put Schlittler in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, enough already.
Yeah.
But I left him off the
list. I considered Johnny Damon.
Good one.
I considered...
Text line said Benedict Arnold, a.k.a. Johnny Damon.
Yeah. I would say Ellsbury, but nobody really cared enough. No, like, hating cared. Means you care. I didn't care enough about Ellsbury. Yeah, that's pretty good list. Anybody else? Pettit? I didn't like Pettit.
We said Pettit yesterday. That wasn't one that was on my personal list.
Joe DiMaggio.
I kind of thought you would have Cruz on there because of how heated you were at Cruz.
I feel like
that's dissipated now after they got knocked out.
Yeah.
I was angrier at Cruz yesterday.
It's
I feel like
one singular moment for a guy that's not that good.
Correct.
If the guys on my list were better.
Right. Like next year, Red Sox, Yankees, he's probably on the Yankees, but I wouldn't be shocked if he wasn't.
No, right.
You might never hear from that guy.
And then
again.
You might never say his name again.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Top five most hated all-time Yankees. That'll be up shortly. At Jones and Keefe, you can weigh in with all of your most hated Yankees. 617-779.
Ooh, Jim Leyritz.
793-7. That is a good one.
Kareem Garcia.
Oh, we brought up Kareem Garcia yesterday.
So, honestly,
Jim Leyritz is a good one.
I know a lot of people mention A-Rod, but I didn't really hate him. Believe it or not, didn't hate him. I know he's very hateable, but I personally didn't hate him.
Well, I did in 04.
Well, yeah, I hated the whole team.
But this is what I'm saying. But looking back on it, that's honestly how I feel about Jeter, too. If you asked me this in 2003, I'd be like, oh, my God, Jeter. Now I'm like, doesn't really even bother me that much anymore. Same thing with Aaron Boone.
But like Benedict Arnold still bothers you now?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Keith.
That was a long time. It was even longer ago.
Yeah, but it was a much more egregious offense. Red Sox have won since then.
Red Sox
have beaten them a whole bunch since then, aside from last night. So I feel like some of that is just I'm not as bad.
A-Rod would have taken less money to play here. The league wouldn't allow it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mo Rivera is one that shouldn't be on the list. That is the definition of a Yankee you gotta respect. 617-779-7937. Weigh in with those. I asked the question earlier. I think I heard Raffy already answer this. Was this year a success for the Red Sox? We can get into it, and we'll also get into some offseason decisions. I think most of us have made our decision already on Jaron Duran. What about Bregman? We'll get into all of it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.